Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In 1930, composer Harold Arlen and lyricist Ted Keeler signed on to write the songs of the Cotton Club. Two white songwriters were writing for all-black revues at the heart of the Harlem Renaissance.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Once Arlen and Keeler established themselves in Harlem, they soon began placing songs in Broadway revues. They wrote slow, bluesy numbers, but mainly they stuck to what was lively, rambunctious, and jazzy. They wrote with an urban beat. African-American singers introduced a lot of these songs, but white performers soon picked them up as well. On the radio, in talkies, and in the last vestiges of vaudeville. Maxine Sullivan, Get Yourself a New Broom, and Harry Richman, I Love a Parade.
Clouds have all departed, get lighthearted, spring has started to break through. Things are looking brighter, burdens lighter, skies are quieter, rosy hue. It's up to you now, here's the thing to do now. Take your last red penny, borrow some if you haven't any, buy yourself a new broom and sweep the blues away. Spend a half a dollar, if you don't, you're a horse's collar. Tidy up that blue room and keep the blues away. Unless I miss my guess, happiness doesn't hide around corners. Get one, use your eyes, maybe you'll get a pleasant surprise. Change that hard luck story, everything will be hunky-dory. Get yourself a new broom and sweep the blues away.
Every step of the mile, and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, 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 never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's the command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. But say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a
From 1933, Get Yourself a New Broom. And from 1931, I'd Love a Parade. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. When Arlen began to work at the Cotton Club, he'd written exactly one significant professional song, his and Ted Keeler's Get Happy. Yet they felt ready to tackle the task of writing songs for black performers to sing in Harlem to white audiences. Even Get Happy, their first important song and their first standard, felt something like a spiritual. They were in a jazzy African-American groove. This is Mel Torme.
We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide, and it's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, just get happy. Come on and chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun may shine and come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Ready for the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins in the tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. Come on and chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, get ready for the promised land. We're going toward that river, wash your sins away in the tide. And it's oh, so peaceful on the other side. Are you ready? Are you ready? Forget your troubles and just get happy. Come on and chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Going to the promised land. Heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. And it's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, just get happy. Come on and chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across that river. Wash your sins away in the tide. Oh, so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. Come on and chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're heading, I said we're heading. We are heading for the judgment day. Thank you.
Mel Torme, Get Happy. Despite his inexperience, Arlen felt closer than any of his songwriting contemporaries to the spirit of Harlem and its people. Songwriter Roger Eden said, "He was really one of them. He had absorbed so much, their idiom, their phrasings, their rhythms. He was able to establish a winning rapport with them. The same was true of Keeler, who grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and lived in New York. He had an ear for the clipped, almost brusque way New Yorkers spoke. For Keeler, Arlen's wide-ranging music evoked images of the city streets and the working people with whom he grew up. Don Redman's orchestra with the 1934 Happy as the Day is Long.
What you going to sing today, a blues song?
No, Leo, I'm afraid I'm not in that mood today.
What's wrong, boy? What's wrong?
Well, I'm sick of love songs, lovey-dove songs. I'm tired of tuning in on crooners crooning about their broken hearts. I've got a new song, not a blues song. It's just a jingle, sets you all a tingle every time it starts. The words and the melody are full of simplicity. To me, it's a symphony when I sing. Got my trousers pressed, shoes shine, have a coat and vest. Reline, take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell? I'm as happy as the day is long. I haven't got a dime to lend, got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind. Knock on wood, hear the love is blind. That's good, for things never seen, never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long.
Fun, boy?
Mm-hmm, I'm walking on air.
Oh, you always were the lucky one.
Happy as the day is long.
Don Redman, Happy as the Day is Long. At the Cotton Club, the patrons were white, but everyone who worked there was black, including the band, the chorus, and the stars. The songwriters were white, and they had to learn fast. Nothing happened faster than syncopating the overheated exoticism of Harlem and its people. The up-tempo songs were buoyant, the romantic songs bluesy and suggestive, as the writers attuned themselves to black singers who in turn attuned themselves to white audiences. From 1931, Don Redman, Shakin' the Afrikan, and from 1934, Louis Armstrong, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues.
Boy, it looked like we picked out the wrong spot this evening. Of course, this sweet music's all right, but man, we want to go where there's some pep, some excitement. And I really know the spot, too, where there's some real excitement. Get your hat and coat. Let's get out of here. I want you to come along with me. I'm really going to take you to a place where it's just too bad. That better, boy? There's no guys hiking it. Hike from there now, cats. Starts creeping and starts creeping, rhythm of the band. downtown's uptown, boy, when they get to shaking at Africa. It's brand new movement, boy, but what an improvement. Gang goes loco, man, if it starts shaking the Africa. But those cornet licks, red hot licks, mow you down. Now you want to treat your feet to a low down beat? You're going to go to town. Better than the black bottom, boy, it's really in there. And it started up here, too. Oh, shaking that African. Tell you, this is the biggest craze in New York City, boy. And if you miss this dance, boy, what a pity. Shaking it.
To sing the blues, I got a right to feel all down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town. Keep dragging my poor heart around, and all I see for misery, I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan inside. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea. Mama will be calling me It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues. But that booty's booty did do so,
Don Redman, Shaking the African, and Louis Armstrong, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Arlen had been drawn to jazz and the blues in his native Buffalo, but in Manhattan he learned how poor African Americans got by, how they paid the rent by coming up with the ingenious solution of the rent party. You charged 25 cents to get in, piled up food and bootleg hooch, and got a piano player for dancing. Willie the Lion Smith said a rent party was the place to pick up on all the latest jokes, jive, and uptown news. By morning, you'd have your rent. This is Maxine Sullivan with the swinging, blues-tinged Raising the Rent.
I'm buried in worry, surrounded by woe. No end to my trouble I can see. Depression has got me and won't let me go. It's trying to double up on me. Good luck has crossed me. Bad luck has forced me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Steal, beg, or borrow, got till tomorrow. Landlords are me, old Jen. It's come to a showdown, and he wants the lowdown. If I'm raising the rent, better times are taking too long. Panic's on, and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up. I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Taken too long. Panic's on, and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up. Out in the tent than
Maxine Sullivan, Raising the Rent. Arlen and Keeler had to write songs that fit the feel of Harlem, but they also had to cater to the tastes of those who arrived from downtown, the Cotton Club's affluent white audiences. They wrote some of the best songs of the early 30s and then handed them over to African Americans to perform. Blacks were singing these sophisticated, highly polished songs, and that was something new. From 1931, Louis Armstrong, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and from 1934, Maxine Sullivan, As Long as I Live.
Oh, I don't want you, but I delude you. You've got me in between
the devil and the deep blue sea.
I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you.
You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
I ought to cross you off my list,
but when you come knocking on my door,
fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but mama, I guess instead I love you. You've got me in between
the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, you little devil.
What's the use? There is no excuse to be hiding what's on my mind. Loving you is a secret I can't conceal. Since we met, I've been all upset, but I've really made up my mind to confess just exactly the way I feel. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains. I eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. long underwear when the breezes blow. I gotta take good care of me because sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that'll never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. As long as I live. As long as I live.
Louis Armstrong between The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea and Maxine Sullivan, As Long as I Live. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It's clear from these songs that not every song for a Cotton Club review had a black feel. Arlen and Keeler wrote such songs as A La Lenox Avenue and Harlem's Hot as Hades, but their scores also included mainstream songs that white singers picked up. There were Harlem songs, and there were songs performed in Harlem. There was Harlem Holiday, and there was I've Got the World on a String. Maxine Sullivan again, and Bing Crosby.
Folks who reside up Harlem way lately are feeling mighty gay. Hard times are on the way. Old man depression they have licked out of their lives. He has been kicked. They all sing this refrain. There'll be bands everywhere going to town. There'll be planes in the air flying around. All the Browns will be there laying them down. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. No more work, only play. Sleep when you choose. You'll get paid anyway. Ain't that news? Every song will be gay. No worry blues. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. If the whole world's down and the times look blue, you'll be high on old Lenox Avenue. There'll be gals on the make. Gin will be free. If you don't get a break, don't blame me. Every spot that you got will be harder than hot. Every day will be a Harlem holiday.
Month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rain go, anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Maxine Sullivan, Harlem Holiday, and Bing Crosby, I've Got the World on a String. There's an undercurrent of irony in all this. Through the years of the Harlem Renaissance, black songwriters Noble Sissle and UB Blake continued to write some songs that hearken back to the style and feel of the minstrel show, while white songwriters Arlen and Keeler expressed something genuine about Harlem in the present. Noble Sissle with Bandana Days and Audra McDonald, Ill Wind. Never forgot bandana days, and those quaint old bandana ways. When the dance was courting our dear mammy, they were sure to match for Sammy's hands in all their bandana days. When the band took drum and lay to be humming bandana days, in the pale moonlight, this swing left and right, in those dear old bandana days. Everybody get your partner. All hands to the center. Back again. Swing your partner. Look at Sister Jones strut her stuff. They said it's right. Hot dog Deacon Brown that lost all his religion. They said to the left. Sit on and flaky old boy, you wrote it. Wink your partner. Look out there, Brother Abraham, don't squeeze
hold that sister so tight. Yes, sir, you know you want to start something. I know it. There goes the fight. Who put out that light? Oh, for heaven's sake. Everybody for yourself. I'm gone. Yes, sir, I'm gone. Boy, I said you can't beat him. No, sir, you'll never beat him as long as you live. All those dear old bandana days. Game of cotton, barefoot cotton, bandana and a day. And those quaint old bandana ways. When the dance was forced on their mammies, they would show some fashion sammies. And in all their bandana play, with the banjo promenade, they'd be humming bandana day. In the pale moonlight, this swing left, this right, and those dear old bandana day.
Bluebird would cheer me if you would let him near me. goes, the Lord only knows my troubles and woes. So
Noble Sissel, Bandana Days, and Audra McDonald, Ill Wind. When you wrote the score for a Cotton Club review, it was like writing for Broadway. You had to write love ballads, production numbers, dance numbers, and double entendre songs. Arlen and Keeler also wrote a number of songs about drug use that followed from Cab Calloway's signature song, Minnie the Moocher. In fact, they wrote them for Calloway to perform in his outrageously jivey style. This is Kicking the Gong Around.
It was down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around. And then you'd hear old Smokey shout, tell me where is Minnie?
Tell me where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here? Kicking the gong around. If you don't know Minnie,
don't know Minnie,
she's tall and skinny. She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody dee wanna loody dee lady. Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed,
as he departed,
the curtains parted,
the curtains parted,
and there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
Cab Calloway kicking the gong around. Without question, Stormy Weather was Arlen and Keeler's most important song together. The melody feels shaped by the blues. The lyric is bleak and unstinting. The rain falls to suggest the character's despair And Keeler's lyric alludes to spirituals to hint at the women's desperation. Arlen and Keeler wrote it for Ethel Waters.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I have. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Ethel Waters' Stormy Weather. By the time Arlen and Keeler had finished their run at the Cotton Club and decided to try their hand at writing for the movies, both men were established songwriters. Beginning with the Cotton Club, they wrote songs that African Americans performed, but which then spread to mainstream recordings and jazz clubs all over the country. They were building musical bridges. Mildred Bailey, Love's a Necessary Thing.
Love's a very necessary thing. Yes, a very necessary thing. Once that old bug bites you and that little flame ignites you, believe you me, should you be forsaken, that's a jolt that can't be shaken easily. Cause there's absolutely no remedy for your misery. If you want to see how blue you can be, take a look at me. Trouble, trouble, nothing you can do. You're in trouble when the shoe fits you. No two ways about it, just you try to live without it and you'll see. Love's is a necessary thing. Yes, a necessary thing.
From the Cotton Club Review of 1932, Mildred Bailey, Love's a Necessary Thing. When Arlen and Keeler began to work together, they were at the start of their careers. The Cotton Club took a chance on a couple of unknowns. When they left for Hollywood, they were songwriters with a reputation. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.